请我们来看哥林多后书。
Please turn to 2 Corinthians.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
哥林多后书的第二章。
2 Corinthians, chapter 2.
十四节。
Verse 14.
第二章十四节。
Chapter 2, verse 14.
感谢神。常率领我们在基督里夸胜，并借着我们在各处显扬那认识基督而有的香气。十五节。
15.
因为我们在神的面前，无论在得救人的身上，或者灭亡的人身上，都有基督馨香之气。十六节。
16.
在这等人就做了死的香气，叫他死；在那等人就做了活的香气，叫他活。这是谁能担当得起呢？这是保罗在谈到他信仰追求的一个历程。
Here, Paul describes a stage in his belief in Christ.
他说他感谢神。
He say, I thanks be to God.
因为靠着主，所以他常常在生活上能够夸胜。
That through Christ, that he is able to lead his life in triumph.
同样，哥林多后书的十二章，保罗说：“我能够夸口的，就是我的软弱。”
And also in chapter 12 of 2 Corinthians, Paul said, "The only thing I can boast of is of my weaknesses."
人都是夸自己的长处。
But many people boast of their endurance.
但是只有保罗夸自己的软弱。
But only Paul boasts of his own weaknesses.
这是一个属灵人的体验。
And this is an experience from a spiritual man.
人要自觉的软弱，人才会去追求，然后才能够体验到属灵的刚强。
One must acknowledge he is weak in order to be strengthened and to stand up.
那主耶稣在世训练门徒很重要的功课就是祷告。
When Jesus disciplined his disciples, their greatest homework was prayer.
在客西马尼园祷告。四个人当中有三个在睡觉。
And in the Garden of Gethsemane, there were four in that location, but three fell asleep.
只有一个很迫切在祷告。
There was only one who prayed with earnest.
因为那一个人觉得很软弱。
Because that one person felt he was weak.
所以他就祷告很迫切，他希望从神得到能力。
And so he prayed with great supplication, wishing and hoping to receive power from God.
所以他就很有能力把苦杯喝下去。
And that's why he is able to be strengthened and able to take the bitter cup.
但是另外三个人不会觉得自己软弱。
But the other three did not feel they were weak.
所以他觉得没有需要。
So they did not feel the need.
所以祷告就睡觉。
And so in their prayer, they fell asleep.
那没有得到能力。
And so they did not receive power.
所以他们就三次否认耶稣。
And so thus they denied Jesus Christ thrice.
保罗在这里说，在基督里夸胜。
But here Paul states, always lead us in triumph in Christ.
就是因为只觉得自己很软弱，懂得靠神，我们才能够在生活当中不断的得胜。
That one who knows his weaknesses is able to rely on God and so able to be triumphed in his life.
那下面说，借着我们在各处显扬那因为认识基督而有的香气。
And through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place.
保罗到每一个地方，他都把基督的香气把它散发出来。
Every place that Paul visited, he gave out the fragrance of Christ.
那保罗也勉励我们。
And Paul also encouraged us.
在每一个地方，在每一个时候，要把基督的香气把它散发出去。
That in every place and in every time that we are to diffuse the fragrance of Christ.
我们现在看这个雅歌在描写香气对一个人的重要。
And so let's refer to the songs of Solomon, referring to the importance of this aroma.
雅歌的第一章。
Songs of Solomon, chapter 1.
雅歌的第一章。
Chapter 1 of Song of Solomon,
805页。第三节。
Verse 3.
你的膏油馨香，你的名如同倒出来的香膏，所以众童女都爱你。第四节。
Verse 4.
愿你吸引我，我们就快跑跟随你，王进我带入内室，我们必因为你欢喜快乐。这个地方说你的膏油馨香。
And here is said the fragrance of your good ointment.
而且你的名好像香膏。
And your name is ointment.
这个你就是指的天上的神。
And this your is referring to this heavenly God.
那也是指的道成肉身的耶稣。
And also the word who became flesh, which is Jesus Christ.
所以在耶稣的身上有香气。
So upon Jesus Christ, there is this fragrance.
那因为这样的，所以主耶稣会吸引人。
And because of this fragrance, Jesus is able to draw people.
因此众童女都爱你。
And so, all the virgins come love you.
因为你有香气。
Because you have this fragrance.
我们都爱主耶稣，因为他有香气。
We love Jesus because of his fragrance.
所以我们想要靠近他。
And so we want to draw ourselves closer.
那下面说，在第四节的下半句
In verse 4 and following
说我们要欢喜快乐
That we will rejoice
也是因为
And be glad
他有香气
It's because he has this aroma
所以能够跟主亲近这是一种喜乐
So to be able to draw close to God this is a joy
因此我们再回到哥林多后书的第二章来看
So we refer back to 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and look back to the passage
主耶稣希望每一个人能够发出香气
Jesus hopes that everyone can diffuse this kind of fragrance
第一个就是让我们有一种吸引力
So that we have this attraction
不是我们在吸引人不是我们在吸引人是因为基督的香气在我们身上吸引人
Not that we ourselves attract others but because of the fragrance of Christ on us that we are able to attract others
所以主耶稣十二岁圣经说神跟人喜爱他的心都增加
And that's why Bible records when Jesus was 12 years of age that he was beloved by God and men
因为主耶稣在十二岁就开始有香气
Because starting the age of 12, Jesus already diffused his fragrance.
认识神的香气。
He become to know that of the fragrance of God.
所以人会喜欢他，想要靠近他。
And so people love Jesus and want to draw themselves closer.
所以做基督徒有香气人会喜欢靠近我们，为我们会喜欢我们。
So we as Christians, if we have this fragrance, others will be drawn closer to us.
然后跟我们在一起会得到喜乐。
And once they have been with us, they will have this gladness and joy.
这个就是做基督徒有香气很重要的两个结果。
And this is the very important results and the fruits of having this fragrance of Christians.
也是主要吩咐我们去做的。
And this is also what God has bestowed upon us.
好，我们再看哥林多后书二章的十五节。
Also look at verse 15 of chapter 2 of 2 Corinthians.
那要对谁有香气?
And so to whom are we supposed to diffuse this fragrance?
说我们在神面前,无论在得救的人身上或灭亡的人身上,都有基督馨香之气。
He said, for we are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing.
这里把人分作两类。
They have segregated people into two kinds.
这个是属灵的分法。
And this is the separation in spirits.
第一个就是得救的人。
And first is those who are to be saved.
那什么样的人是得救的人?
And what kind of person are to be saved?
也就是从黑暗进入光明的。
It is those who have departed the way from the darkness and entered into the light.
从撒旦的权下归向神的人。
And have escaped from the hands of Satan into the hands of God.
从罪恶的权势归入神的义的人。
And under the bondage of sin into the righteousness of God.
这个叫得救的人。
And this is so called saved.
也就是信主而受洗的人。
And these are also those who believe in Christ and were baptized.
那什么叫做灭亡人?
And so who are those who were perishing?
灭亡就是活在黑暗里面。
And those who are perishing are those who dwell in darkness.
活在罪里面。
Who dwell in sin.
活在魔鬼的掌管之下。
Who dwell under the control of Satan.
也就是说不认耶稣的人。
In other words, those who fail to come to recognize and know Jesus.
所以在灵界里面一点都不含糊，只有两分法。
So in spirit, there are only these two categories.
你是不是得救的人?
Are you one who belong to be saved?
如果不是，你就是灭亡人。
If you are not belonging to this category, you are in the category of those who perish.
没有一个人能够站在中间的。
There is no one who stands in the middle.
那保罗说 在得救人身上，我们要显明基督的香气。
And so he said, to those who are being saved, we are to diffuse the fragrance of Christ.
就是在教会里面已经信主的人，我们要显明基督的香气。
That in the church of God, those who have believed, that we are to also diffuse his fragrance.
那为什么对已经信主还是要基督的香气？
Why is it that even to those who have believed in Christ, we must diffuse such aroma?
教会里面有两种吸引力。
In the church, there are two kinds of attraction.
教会里面也有两个让我们得到很喜乐的来源。
And there are also two things that make us very joyful.
第一个是神，第二个是人。
And first is God, second is man.
当一个人的信仰进到相当的程度，
When a person's faith has progressed into a certain level,
人已经不是很重要。
Man becomes not that important.
哦，来到教会，人有没有跟我打招呼，人有没有对我好，这不是很重要。
That it is not important anymore if he is greeted by others or if others treated him well.
因为他已经能够跳过人，进到他跟神的连接。
Because they are able to level themselves above that of man and to enter into that of God.
所以众人都跌倒，他也不会倒。
And so if the multitude around them fell, they will still be able to stand strong.
众人都离开耶稣，他也不会离开。
That if the multitude have gone away from God, that he is still able to stand strong.
因为他的信仰已经超越了人，直接跟神建立关系。
Because his faith have departed that of the human boundary and able to draw himself dearly close to God.
但是这样的信徒毕竟是少数。
But such kind of believers are indeed few in numbers.
很多人都是跟人有关系，他的信仰跟人有关系。
Many or most of all have this relationship with man.
如果看到周围的人大家很好，他忽然间觉得我也不错。
And if they have this good feeling with others, good relationship, they say, "Oh, I am not bad also."
如果看到周围的人表现不是很好，他也跟着信仰就怀疑起来。
But if the examples of the people around them are not that great, then they will have certain doubt also in their faith.
所以有很多人的信仰，他是不是坚固，是要靠周围的人把他扶住的。
And so the many people's faith and their belief are not stern enough, they are supported by others.
因此对这种人来讲啊，需要有人有基督的香气。
And so to these kind of people, they need this fragrance of Christ.
借着他使人能够常常的亲近神。
So that through him that others can be drawn closer to God.
我很喜欢去教会，因为教会有某某人在那里。
That would like to go to church because there is a certain believer there, a member there.
他很有爱心。
He has much, he or she has much love.
他很谦卑。
He is or she is humble.
他很热心。
And they are very zealous.
他身上有很多美德。
And they have many goodness in themselves.
所以我很喜欢去。
And that's why I love to go to church.
但是也有人说我不去。
But there are also those that said, I don't want to go.
因为我不喜欢看到这个人那个人。
Because I don't want to see this person's face or this other person.
因此对这个信仰不是非常连接不是非常高的人。
So to a spiritual spirituality who are not to that kind of level,
需要有更多人在他周围做基督的香气，把他吸引住。
They need these group of people who have the fragrance of Christ to attract them to God,
使他得造就。
So that they can be edified.
好，那下面说，在灭亡的人身上也要有基督的香气。
Also in the same verse that among those who are perishing, we must give also this fragrance.
灭亡人就是还没有得救的人。
And those who are perishing are those who are not saved.
要有基督的香气。
But we must have this fragrance of Christ.
保罗把福音传到这个帖撒罗尼迦。
Paul has preached the gospel to the Thessalonians.
那是一个很大的征战。
And that was indeed a great challenge.
因为这个帖撒罗尼迦教会遇到很大的逼迫。
Because the church of Thessalonia has encountered a great persecution.
所以当初他们在信耶稣也花很大的代价。
And so when they were believing in Christ at that time, that they have to sacrifice a lot.
那后来保罗在想，为什么福音能够传到帖撒罗尼迦？
But then Paul wondered himself, how is it that the gospel can be reached to the place of Thessalonia?
他在算了，有几个重要原因。
And so he counted a certain reason.
那其中有一个。
And there is one important reason.
就是你们知道我在你们那边是怎么为人。
And he said, you know how I was when I was at your place.
也就是生活跟行为。
Meaning his life and his actions.
因此要引导人得救。
So in order to bring others to be saved,
最困难的是谁？
The most difficult is upon who?
就是很非常认识我们的人。
Is those who especially know us well.
跟我们很亲近的人。
Those who are very close to us.
这个是最困难的人。
These are the most difficult people.
因为他要从我们的身上来看我们信耶稣是不是真的像我们讲的这么好。
Because they will see on ourselves whether we believe as Christians if there's any goodness in this belief.
那我们的好都是绕着主耶稣。
And this goodness, we are all according to that of God.
没有主耶稣你就讲不出信仰有多好。
To that of Christ, if you don't have this Jesus Christ, then you are unable to share this belief.
但是当他们要在我们生活中来看出主耶稣有多好。
But if they want to see us in our daily life, in the actual reality of ourselves, to see this goodness of Christ in us,
那就需要我们生活有一个改变。
Then there must be a transformation in our daily life.
有基督的香气。
So that we have this fragrance and aroma of Christ.
所以他从生活中可以感受信耶稣有多好。
So that in their daily life, they can also experience for them how good it is to believe in God.
从感化来信主。
And so you must transform.
这个最困难的。
And this is the most difficult task.
所以我们常常感觉到我们很难改变别人。
And so we feel many times it is indeed very hard to change others.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们很难改变自己。
Because it is, we ourselves are difficult to change.
那常常别人不能改变就是因为我们没有改变。
And usually people can't change because we can't change ourselves.
那如果我们改变我们就常常觉得别人也在改变。
But if we seem to, but if we begin to change ourselves, we see a gradual difference in the others changing themselves.
所以保罗才这里说对灭亡人你要有基督的香气。
And so Paul here said, among those who are perishing, we must have this fragrance.
如果我们改变有基督的样式。
If we change to be into the likeness of Christ,
很可能那个人就变了。
And like, more likely, this person will also change.
受到感动他就信了。
They will be moved and they will believe.
因此这里讲
And so here tells us,
得救的人对灭亡的身上我们都要发出基督的香气。
Those being saved and those who are perishing, we must give this fragrance.
好，那十六节再进一步的来解释什么叫做基督的香气。
And then verse 16 go into a deeper level into describing what is the definition of this aroma.
它用两个方式来解释。
And it defines itself in two ways.
看看十六节。
Let's look at verse 16.
说在这等人就做死的香气叫他死。在那等人就做活的香气叫他活。
Say, to the ones we are the aroma of death leading to death, and to the other the aroma of life leading to life.
所以圣经把基督的香气分作两方面来讲。
So the Bible has put aside the categorized the aroma of Christ into two.
也就是我们在主耶稣身上能够看到的香气有两种。
That there are two kinds of fragrance that we can see on Jesus.
第一个是死的香气
is the aroma of death.
第二个是活的香气
and the second is the aroma of life.
而且非常奇妙的，这个保罗把死放在前面
and very strange is that Paul put the aroma of death before that aroma of life.
然后把活放在后面
and he put aroma of life following that of death.
因为这个灵界跟物质界真的不一样
because there is a great difference upon the materialisticThing, being, and also that of the spiritual.
在物质界里面没有活人就不会有死人。
That in the material, if there are no living people, then there are no dead people.
今天有一个人死了，因为他活过，所以他才会死。
That today there is a dead person because he have lived a life before.
但是在灵界里面倒过来。
But in the spirit, there is turned around.
如果这个人信耶稣没有死，他就没有办法活出耶稣的样式来。
That in spirit, if this person did not die first, he will not be able to have this life.
所以信耶稣的过程就是要不断的追求死，然后才不断的追求活。
And so the process of believing in Christ is that we must first pursue this death and then pursue this life.
那这个两个都很重要，也很困难。
And these two are indeed very difficult.
所以圣经才说啊。天国是努力的人进去的。
And that's why the Bible describes it, heaven is for those who strive hard to enter.
什么叫做努力？
And what does it mean to struggle hard?
就是努力天天追求像耶稣一样死。
Is that every day they strive hard to live a life in the likeness of Christ in his death.
也是指着天天追求像耶稣一样的活。
And also, and similarly, to pursue after a life of Christ in living.
如果你没有追求，你不会死的。
That if you do not pursue, you will never die.
如果你没有追求，你没有办法活的。
If you never pursue, you will never live the life.
那现在主耶稣的死又指着什么？
And so now we go into what is this death of Christ.
因为这里说，有一些人要有死的香气，叫他死。
Because here it describes that there are the aroma of death leading to death.
也就是说在这个教会里面啊，有一些人 要有基督死的香气，使那个后来的人啊看到，哎，他有基督死的香气，我跟着他一起死。
And meaning that in the church that there are already those who have this aroma of death, so that other following can sense this aroma and said, I'm willing to die also.
我们看这个哥罗西书。
Let's turn to the book of Colossians.
啊，对不起，以弗所书第五章。
Sorry, turn to the book of Ephesians.
以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
第二节
verse 2、
啊、从第一节开始、
let's start at verse 1。
所以你们应该效法神，好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样。第二节
verse 2，
要凭爱心行事，正如基督爱我们，为我们舍己、啊、当作馨香的供物和祭物献给神。这个第二节讲得很清楚、
verse 2 describes very clearly for us，
说我们行事要像主耶稣一样。
And that we do all things to be imitators of Christ.
他为我们舍己做馨香的供物。
And that he has given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God.
所以这个基督有一个香气，就是对自己而死。
And so Christ has this aroma, and this aroma is to put to death of that of himself.
那现在基督命令我们。
And now this Christ commanded us.
你如果跟从我，你先要舍己。
That if you want to follow me, first you must forsake yourself.
什么叫舍己？
What does it mean to forsake oneself?
你要对自己死。
Is that you must put to death your own death.
这是相当困难的一点。
And this is indeed a very difficult task.
你看人世间在讲话。
Look at how we talk and socialize with one another in this world.
不管他外表讲得多漂亮。
No matter how wonderful words they have spoken.
如果你问一个问题。
If you ask them a question.
为什么他这样讲？
But why did you say it this way?
为什么他这样做？
And why does he do it this way?
把那个内心的最深处那个动机把它挖出来。
And then you dig out the most inner attitude and motivation of their heart.
你发现人都是自私的。
And then you discover that every single man is selfish.
那这个对自己死，也就是在内心的最深处，你这样讲，你这样做，不是为自己。
And so to put to death is that in your most inner mind and in your heart,That you put to death the selfishness.
那这个就是基督的香气的开始。
And so this is the beginning of having this aroma of Christ.
所以一个人如果你看每一件事情都不是为自己。
So if you see a person that everything he does is not for himself.
好像主耶稣一样。
Just like Jesus Christ.
都是为着别人。
He has done it for others.
这一个人一定很有吸引力。
This person will have great attraction.
那跟这种人在一起也是很愉快的一件事。
And being with such kind of people is of great joy.
但你把它倒过来看。
But if you turn this table around,
如果一个人处处都在想自己。
That if a person constantly only do things and think of himself,
我的荣耀。
Of my own personal glory.
我的利益。
Of my own personal benefits.
我的感觉。
My own personal feelings.
对我没有死。
That there is no death in this me.
你发现这种人很难相处。
And you find that you have this difficult relationship with this person.
就没有基督的香气。
Because he does not have this aroma of Christ.
所以要对自己死。
And that is why we must have put to death of ourselves.
你看圣经里面说基督为我们舍了自己。
And so just like the Bible here said that Jesus has sacrificed himself for us.
为着人类的得救。
He sacrificed himself for the salvation of mankind.
我们还记得以前这个在中学的时候有读一篇这个有一个作者叫朱自清在描写他父亲的背影。
I remember when I was studying in school, when I was young, I read a good literature by this person describing his father.
他说他要去坐火车啊，要到很远的地方去读书。
He describes how he is going abroad to study and he was going to take a journey in the train.
然后他的父亲就替他抬行李，然后就到火车上去。
And so his father went with him to the train station and took his luggage for him.
啊，然后叫他坐好以后，又匆匆的跑到这个月台上，又去买东西，又再回来拿给他。
And then after his son had seated himself on the seat, he said, told him to wait, and he went to get more snack and food for his son.
后来这个火车开了。
And so this train departed.
父亲离开，他一直看到那个父亲的背影。
And then he looked out the window as the train drove away, and he saw the background of his father.
让他非常感动。
And he was deeply moved.
因为那个父亲 他整个那个动作都是为着小孩子。
Because that father, everything that he did was for his son.
所以他做小孩子的，虽然父亲已经过了几十年，这个印在头脑里面不会消失。
But so although years have gone by, this deep impression has been stamped deeply into his mind.
这个对自己而死，像基督一样，有死的香气，就是在心灵的最深处，我们这样做不是为自己，是为着别人。
To put to death ourselves and to do for others.
那这个会让人很深刻的刻在心里面，几十年都没有办法忘记。
In doing so, it would also carve a very deep impression on the mind of others whom we have shown this care.
那对自己死也是指着对罪而死。
And also to put to death of ourselves is also to put death into sin.
所以主耶稣的身上你没有看到罪。
That's why in Jesus himself you see no dwelling of sin.
一生没有犯过罪。
That in his whole life there was no sin.
是圣洁光辉的。
He was holy and he was glorious.
罪人不能够亏缺神的荣耀，不能够荣耀神。
That the sinners are coming short of the glory of God so they cannot draw themselves close to God.
所以我们在教会里面需要有一种人是对罪而死。
And so in the church we need such kind of people to have this aroma of death, this death and sin.
有死的香气，然后让别的人看起来也会死。
So that they have this aroma of death, so that other people who have seen this aroma and smell this aroma can also do likewise.
我们教会有一个青年啊。
In our church there was a youth.
那他在欧洲读书。
And he was studying in Australia.
欧洲 Europe.
He was studying in Europe.
他到教会里面去啊，常常会经过这个一条非常淫乱的一条街。
And as he goes to church, he would always pass by this very filthy valley.
那他一直看那个广告。
And he would see these advertisements.
看到最后啊，那个他会感觉到那个广告里面那个女郎会从那个霓虹灯跳出来追他。
These pornographic advertisements and to the point that you see this so often that to the point that you see this naked girl comes out of the picture and chase after him.
所以这个罪恶潮流很大。
And so the sin indeed is great.
但是同样在那个教会里面
But also in that church,
有一批年轻人
There was also another group of youth.
他同样从那条街经过。
They also pass through this valley.
他们不会被吸引。
But they will never be drawn into those kind of things.
这个就是对罪死啊。
And this is so called to put to death that of sin.
那对其他的青年来讲。
And to the other youth.
就觉得他也是年轻人，我也是年轻人，他能够对这个情欲而死，我也应该要效法。
That he is a youth, I am a youth, and he is able to do this, and so am I.
所以要有人啊，对罪而死。做一个榜样，那你看到他都可以死的，我怎么不可以死
？And that's why we need people who are able to put to death that of sin, so that they can lead others into doing likewise.
这是一种香气
，and so this is in itself an aroma.
在充满罪恶里面，你能够站得很稳，我不犯罪。
That with a society filled with sin, that you are able to stand strong and not be affected.
那这是香气，会引导别人。过圣洁的生活，不会犯罪。
This fragrance will lead others into living a holy life.
主耶稣对世界而死。
And so Christ died for the world.
他说世界在我里面毫无所有。
And that there is nothing, and Jesus said, there is nothing in this world that can control me.
世界是什么？
What does it mean, that of the world?
肉体的情欲。
It is the physical and fleshly desires.
眼目的情欲。
And the desires of the eyes.
今生的骄傲。
And also the pride of life.
你看如果一个人生活以这个做目标在追求，你会发现这个人很世俗。
And you see that if a person's whole life, he has these three things as his goal,His life is full of secular things.
那这个教会里面需要有人就对世界而死使大家看到他了他都死了，我们怎么能不死呢
？And so the church needs also these kind of members to able to put to death that of the material and that of the comforts and the pleasure of the world, so that others can also see this and do likewise.
我们教会有几个信徒在世界上生意做得很成功。
And our church has also met some believers who are very successful in the world.
对，但是他来教会里面。一点都不会提到世俗的成功。
But they come to church and they will never mention anything, any secular things.
所以后来有一些信徒在事业上稍微有成就。
And although there are some believers who have just some success in their life,
他一看到某某信徒。
And so they see this other member,
人事业这么有成就都不会夸了，那我们还夸什么？
That this person is so successful in his career, But yet he does not boast of himself, and how can I even boast of that in myself?
所以哪一个信徒啊，已经死了，对这个虚名死了，
and so,
就引导好多人也跟他一起死。
And so that belief had put to death that secular fame and that secular glory, and so he is able to lead others into that kind of likeness.
那有的人呢，稍微一赚钱啊，哦，就开始要享受一番。
And also there are those who once they have started making big money that they want to enjoy life and be luxurious.
但是如果我们想到这个教会里面有一些信徒
But if we think in our mind that in this church there are also other members
经济情况非常好
that they are well in their wealth
生活很简单
But they live a simple life
他已经对这个享受的欲望死了
They have been put to death in that of the luxurious the comfortable lifestyle
那我们现在赚到一点钱你看到那个信徒他这么有钱生活都这么简单那我们算了跟他钱的小巫见到我们还能够、哦、不能够不简单吗
And then we reflect upon ourselves then we look at ourselves say even him who has so much money and he lives a simple life and if I have just a little portion of what he has how can I boast and live a comfortable life
所以教会里面一定要有人对这个世界死了做一个香气使大家能够跟着死
And so that's why the church needs also these kind of members that put to death in this kind of manner so that others can smell of their aroma
如果大家对世界都没有死
If everyone is not put to death to the world
你就发现教会里面变成一个模仿的地方
Then you will see that the church will become a very bad example
他开什么车子我也要跟他一样
That this person drives a certain car and I want to do likewise
他怎么享受我也要跟他一样
And how he enjoy himself in his life and how I want to do so
因为里面没有死的香气
Because in it there is no aroma of death
你就没有办法人跟着死
And then you will not be able to follow in death
我们教会有一个信徒
In our church there was a believer
他有两个孩子
He has two children
学业非常有成就
And they were very good very successful in their education And they studied great good colleges
但是他在这个一般人接触当中从来没有把他小孩子的成就提出来
But when he was communicating with other people this father never discuss about the success of his children
起初大家也不知道
In the beginning, not many people know.
后来接触知道才知道说，哎，这个人不会夸。
But after they have gone to get to know him more, they discover this is a person that does not boast.
所以这个信徒已经对虚名死了。
And so this kind of member of already put to death that of the vanity of fame.
那以后这个教会有的信徒自己小孩子啊，读了很好的学校或者学很有成就，他发现。他们都不会讲了，我们还讲什么
？And so when other believers they have their children and they also went to a good college, and then they look at this example this brother this father has set, then they would say I should not boast also.
因为有的人有死的香气，所以有其他的人就跟着死了。
And because the one person or many people may have this aroma that they can lead a group or even more those to follow them.
这个就是基督的香气。
And so this is so called the aroma of Christ.
所以有的人要做死的香气，叫别人能够跟着死。
And so there are those who must have this aroma of death so that others can also put to death.
下面说。
And so what following it also states.
说在那等人就做活的香气，叫他活。
And that also the aroma of life leading to life.
这个活的香气是什么
？And what is this aroma of life?
就是把神的样式活出来。
It is to live that likeness of Christ.
No, 叫别人也能够活出神的样式出来。
And so cause others to able to also live that likeness of Christ.
如果我们看主耶稣
，If we look at Jesus Christ,
你看主耶稣在世界上啊。他常常描写一句话说主耶稣看见众人就怜悯众人
And we notice that in Jesus' ministry in his life it states in the many times in the Bible when Jesus saw the multitude he had compassion and mercy
看了那些跟从他的人主耶稣就动了慈心
He saw the multitude following him and so his heart was moved
这个就是他活的香气
And this is his aroma of life
把神活出来
He have livedLike a likeness of God in his daily life.
现在我们就需要有这个香气。
And so right now we also need such kind of aroma.
在教会里面，我们看到弟兄姊妹会动了慈心。
That in the church when we see other brother and sister, we also moved in our heart.
那这个动了慈心不只是说 物质上、肉体上有缺陷的，我们要动慈心。
And to be moved in compassion does not really mean in that sense of materialistic need or materialistic being.
那这个动的慈心也指的灵性上。
But to have this compassion also means and defines that of the spirit.
有时候我们看他看到一个人信主几十年。
If we look at a person who has believed for a couple of ten years,
啊，灵性很软弱。
And then his faith has gone down a little bit.
我们人就动了慈心了。
And then we have this compassion.
所以你看，主耶稣在传道的时候。
And so we look how when Jesus during his ministry.
看到很多人呢，他就进到他家里面去。
That he see many people and he went to into a person's house.
但是文士法利赛人没有慈心。
But you see, on the contrary, the Pharisees and the scribes did not have this compassion like that of Jesus.
他是罪人，为什么主耶稣到他家里面去
？So they say this person is a sinner. Why did Jesus go into his house?
这主耶稣做法就是不一样。
And so the doing of Jesus is very different.
因为他有怜悯的心。
Because he has that heart of compassion.
所以今天如果我们有一个人有这种心
，and so if among us we have one person who has such kind of heart，
啊，对人都是用慈心来对待
，that to others, toward others, they treat others with such compassion，
软弱的、缺陷的都用慈心来对待
，to those who are weak and those who are in need, they treat them with this compassion and mercy，
这个就是香气
，and this is the aroma，
会使别人一起来跟从
，and it will also lead others into having this aroma，
哦，那这个主的香气还有就是公义。
And also, there is also the aroma of God in the aroma of righteousness.
主耶稣非常的公义。
Jesus was just.
他不看人的情面。
He does not look only on, show any partiality.
所以他对是非的判断不是凭个人的喜好来判断。
And so to judging what is right and wrong, he does not judge it according to his own, way.
不是凭着外在的条件来判断。
He does not judge it in on, upon, depending on the surface.
这是一种香气。
This itself is also an aroma.
我们现在看这个世界上。
Now we look at this world.
人在判断人都是凭外表的。
We see many people judge others upon the surface.
所以人希望不断地一直装饰自己、包装自己，使自己在别人面前被判断成为一个有价值的人。
So people would like to address themselves and also prepare themselves in a way that is appealing to others so that they can be accepted.
因此我们常常发现社会上没有公义。
And then we see also in society there is no justice.
因为你有某种条件你就是被判成有价值。
Because you have certain qualification or certain character, you will be judged in a certain matter.
但是主耶稣的香气
But this aroma of Christ,
就是看人的内心。
They look at judging on the inside, the inner being.
用这样来判断一个人。
They use inner being to judge a person.
这个就是香气。
And this is an aroma.
所以保罗说
，And so Paul states,
说对这等人就活的香气，叫他活。
That such other this aroma of life leading to life,
叫那等人就做死的香气，叫他死。
And then those who are aroma of death leading to death,
这是。主要我们做的很重要一件事情。
And this is one thing the Lord asks of us.
到各处去显扬那认识耶稣而有的香气。
And to go to every place to diffuse the fragrance of his knowledge.